This is Bob Burnell, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. The Betty White Challenge has brought in better than $15,000 already for the Oshkosh Area Humane Society. The beloved actress passed away recently, and a social media campaign was started asking people to donate just $5 to area humane societies to recognize Betty White's love of animals. Event organizers will have to pay more to use the Winnebago County Fairgrounds and other county properties. The County Board of Supervisors has decided to increase its special events fee. The county says the increase will help offset overtime hours and weekend pay that they shell out for their employees. Page 2, $2.7 million is apparently the amount paid by developers for the Morgan property. That's the area near downtown on the southwest side of the Fox River. The Ohio developer has not said exactly what's planned for the site or when any construction could begin on anything. The Oshkosh Herald is now expanding. The weekly newspaper is putting together another edition, this one for the Neenah area. Congressman Glenn Grothman is calling on the Biden administration to send more monoclonal antibody treatments to the state of Wisconsin. The congressman says that the antibodies are an effective way of fighting COVID-19, but supplies are being limited by the Biden administration right now. Ice guru Donnie Herman tells me that ice conditions on Lake Winnebago are good. They'll continue to improve this weekend as another cold snap moves into the area. Oshkosh hosts two major events coming up in February on the ice, the Battle on Bago with $275,000 worth of prize money, and, of course, the sturgeon spearing season. Starting on January 31st, masks will be back at UW Oshkosh's Polk Library and the recreation centers on campus. Officials had dropped the requirement at the locations earlier in the fall, but they say a surge of COVID-19 means that the masks have to come back out and be put on. The Packers play on Saturday night. They'll take on the San Francisco 49ers. Of course, one more time, go Pack, go. We'll see if they can make it back again to the conference championship round. That is a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. It's always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Stay warm. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here next week on the Chamber website.